From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Today, we celebrate and remember the life of Martin Luther King Jr. Public ceremonies or broadcasts celebrating MLK Day often include his 1963 I Have a Dream speech. "I have a dream," he said, speaking from the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., "that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." Now, usually we hear just a snippet of that speech, because the full speech is private property, held under closely guarded copyright. Marketplace's Renato Sago explains.
I have a dream that one day...
I bought I Have a Dream on DVD for $20 from the only place you can get a legal copy.
Your total is $21.70.
The gift shop of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site in Atlanta. The speech is owned by King's Estate, which decides who gets to use it and how. So, if I played all 17 minutes, well, I might be breaking the law until the copyright expires. Jennifer Jenkins teaches copyright law at Duke University.
The I Have a Dream speech won't go into the public domain until 40 years from now, after 2058.
King's Estate often lets educators use it in full without penalty. For others, fair use law applies. Jonathan Band at Georgetown University says that gets complicated.
There's no hard and fast rules to how you're able to use it.
Missteps can mean hefty costs. In the 90s, producers for the PBS documentary Eyes on the Prize had to pay King's Estate $100,000. Call it the cost of a dream. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.